What we have seen is a lot of the racist organizations have taken to the internet to recruit, to mobilize, and to propagate hatred, as well as to incite racial and xenophobic discrimination. The very nature of the internet itself makes it very difficult to regulate, which is something that requires a concerted effort between states as well as non-state actors.
Moving outside the virtual world to the real world, you've also noted with alarm that there's plenty of racist and inflammatory speech at football matches. That's nothing new in itself, but can you see any similarities between the two?
Well, yes, and the issue of sports is another platform, positive one, just like the internet, that gets exploited. But at the same time, in my view, holds a lot of opportunity for actually combating the same problem. And here, with regard to football, there's an immense responsibility on the football authorities themselves to put in place measures that sanction this form of behavior, because racist behavior, racist comment has no place on the football matches. I think there ought to be a zero tolerance to this kind of behavior in any place.
So you want to see more dramatic action from the authorities, maybe banning spectators from the matches entirely?
I think so. I am for much more action than we've seen at the moment. If we have sanctions such as fines as well as other measures, I think that could send the message.
Can we maybe just talk about Europe and the Brexit issue? How would you assess the role or the issue of xenophobia in that campaigning? And what does it say about the politicians? How did they handle the campaigning?
I think the issue of Brexit, again, presents the opportunity to pay attention to the same issues that we've been raising. And unfortunately, I think even in the aftermath of the vote, you've seen racist statements as well as racist targeting of and xenophobic targeting of particular groups. And there is a responsibility of political leaders, political parties, to send their unequivocal message and take concrete action that these forms of conduct, these forms of practices have no place in a democratic system.
And yet they're still being said. We see the far right in France, so they're likely to dominate the next election. We're seeing comments coming from the other side of the Atlantic in the race for the White House in the United States. There doesn't seem to be any limit on it. And again, I put it to you that nothing much has changed. You say it yourself in your latest reports. What is to be done? How do we address this?
The nature of democracies is that they allow for the freedom of speech, and this form of, unfortunately, in some cases, you have political leaders who exploit these rights to propagate hatred. But it is the responsibility of political parties, it is the responsibility of governments to decisively deal with this problem. Migrants are not the problem. The problem is with the problem of a lack of tolerance, is a problem of lack of integration. Migration is a fact of human nature. It is not going away. It is going to be there tomorrow. And everyone is a potential migrant. No one, everybody came from somewhere. That message ought to go out, and migrants ought to be seen not as a problem, but as a potential resource for the destination or host countries.